Grandma Lucero at the table smokes Prince Albert cigarette rolled from a can, sips black coffee from metal cup, and absorbs hours of silence like prairie sky absorbs campfire smoke. Death hangs over her shoulders, a black cow's hide slung over the fence to dry. She had once been a brimming acequia her four sons drank from like bighorn sheep. Conversations in her kitchen about my mother I overheard as a boy made me sniff around the screen door to hear more, like a coyote smells a cave he had been born in once. My animal eyes and skin twitched with fear. I created myself in a field beside the house where lizard and rabbit breathed in my ear stories of eagles and arrowheads. My heart became an arroyo, and my tears cut deep cracks in my face of sand when Tia Jenny came to take me away from Grandma. With rocks in my pockets, earth had bit off for me like soft bread for the long journey. I left Estancia for the orphanage. On visiting days with aunts and uncles, I was shuttled back and forth between Chavez bourgeois in the city and rural Lucero sheepherders. New cars and gleaming furniture and leather saddles and burlap sacks. Noon football games and six packs of Cokes and hoes. Welfare cards and bottles of goat milk. I was caught in the middle between white-skinned English-speaking altar boy at the communion railing and brown-skinned, Spanish-speaking plains nomadic child with buffalo heart groaning underworld earth powers. Between Sunday brunch at a restaurant and burritos eaten in a tin-roofed barn. Between John Wayne on the afternoon movie, rifle-butting young braves, and the Apache, whose red dripping arrow was the altar candle in praise of the buck just killed. Caught between Indio Mexicano rural uncles who stacked 100-pound sacks of pinto beans on boxcars all day and worked the railroad tracks behind the Sturgis sheds, who sang Apache songs with accordions, and Chavez uncles and aunts who vacationed and followed the Hollywood model of my three sons for their own families. Sweeping the kitchen before anyone came to visit, looking at photo albums in the parlor. On my cot one night at the orphanage, I dreamed my spirit was straw and mud, a pit dug down below my flesh to pray in, and I prayed on beads of blue corn kernels slipped from thumb to earth while deer-skinned drumhead of my heart gently pounded, and I sang, all earth is holy, all earth is holy, all earth is holy, all earth is holy.
As the fifth century of the Hispanic presence in America approaches its conclusion, we pause to survey the changes that have been wrought. Life on the Rio Grande del Norte continues with the flow of its waters, vibrant with a sacred sense of place, proud in its evolving humanity.